It's Plus 3 with Overcast. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. A power outage at around 8 o'clock last evening left more than 9,600 homes around Picton and Prince Edward County without power. Nancy Shattuck, a spokesperson for Hydro One, says the outage was caused by broken insulators. She's unsure whether those broken insulators were a result of freezing rain. Power was restored a little after midnight. The season's first freezing rainstorm occurred in the area last night. So did a few accidents. Renee Rogers has the details.
Roads were slick last night, and some accidents occurred in the area. Highway 7 is currently closed between Highways 41 and 38 near Calidar after a crash involving two tractor trailers and a passenger bus occurred around 4:30 this morning. No word yet on injuries. The stretch of highway will likely be closed until later this afternoon. Sergeant Vic Welton of the Napanee OPP could not confirm how many of the accidents last night were related to the freezing rain. He's reminding motorists to prepare for the upcoming winter weather conditions.
The bottom line is the same message every year. You have to slow down and drive according to the conditions on the highway. It's also important to have the proper equipment on your car, and by that I mean it would be helpful to have four snow tires and proper wipers, and make sure your car is warmed up and that you can see out the windows.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Parents and students are picketing outside the offices of the York Region District School Board in Aurora today. Some parents took their children out of school over concerns about possible health effects of Wi-Fi. Education Minister Laurel Broughton says it's up to school boards to make decisions on Wi-Fi use based on the best information they can gather. Parents says they have been unable to get a meeting with board officials to discuss the matter. Police have arrested three protesters for trespassing as the clearing of the Occupy Toronto site nears an end. A woman who sat in front of a garbage truck at the downtown park was the first person arrested. A few hours later, a woman and a man who refused to leave a structure were taken away. Despite a few tense moments, most of the clearing work has gone without incident. Where requested, police gave protesters every opportunity to take down their tents themselves. In most cases, they did so. City garbage crews took care of the rest. A coalition of anti-poverty groups says Canada has made little progress in the past two decades when it comes to poverty reduction. The latest report card by Campaign 2000 says the number of children living in poverty has dropped 20% in 20 years. Meanwhile, the organization says Canada's economy has more than doubled in size in that time frame. The report finds 1 in 10 children lives in poverty, and the proportion jumps to 1 in 4 for children living in First Nations communities. The group is calling for a federal action plan to slash poverty in half by 2020. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
In the OHL today, Brampton and Mississauga had an early game, and the Brampton Battalion pulled ahead, winning the game 5-3. The three stars of the game are Barclay Goodrow of Brampton, Riley Bryce of Mississauga, and Philip Lane of Brampton. Saginaw travels to Plymouth tonight at 7:05. In Junior A, Burlington is in Georgetown for 7:30. And in Empire B, there are no games on the schedule. It's a very busy night in the NHL with 13 games on the schedule. Canadian teams playing tonight include Winnipeg at Washington, Montreal and Carolina, Calgary and Detroit, and all those games are at 7. And then Vancouver travels to Colorado for 9:30. Drew Doughty of the LA Kings is lucky he's not in hotter water with the NHL. Doughty cross-checked St. Louis Blues forward TJ Oshie last night in a 3-2 win for the Kings. Instead of a suspension, the NHL decided to fine him $2,500 for the hit. Oshie, who was driven into the boards, managed to skate off the ice with a trainer holding his left shoulder and head. The 99th Grey Cup could be Wally Bruno's last as head coach. Bruno says that he will make a decision about his CFL future after this weekend's championship game. He will lead the BC Lions against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Grey Cup game Sunday at the BC Place. Bruno was asked about his future plans at today's Grey Cup coaches news conference. The 61-year-old Bruno is completing his 22nd season in the CFL as a head coach and ninth with the Lions. Bruno is the winningest coach in the CFL history with 254 regular season wins and is attempting to capture his fifth career Grey Cup title as a head coach. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 901X Weather.
We'll have cloudy periods throughout the afternoon today with a high of 4 degrees, dropping to minus 1 in the evening. Tomorrow morning, we'll see more cloudy periods with a high of 8 degrees in the afternoon. It's currently plus 3. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.